U.S. Labor Secretary Tom Perez sat down yesterday with both sides in the labor dispute that's slowed down shipping at 29 West Coast ports. The two sides are stuck on a disagreement over how to handle disputes. The protracted negotiations have begun to hurt some local businesses. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
I'm going to rip open this bag and give you an idea of what it looks like.
Cassidy Layton rips apart a plastic coffee bean bag and tears off a little plastic valve.
The valve that you see in my hand.
It looks like a button.
The goal of this valve is that it's a one-way valve. CO2 causes it to essentially burp, to open, to allow the CO2 out, and then it reseats itself. If you get any kind of small particulate in there that can jam it open, you create a two-way valve, which is another way to say a hole in the bag. So we don't want to do that.
Under Layton's watch, a handful of machines at Pacific Bag Incorporated in Woodinville cranks out 120 million of these little plastic valves every year. Layton ships those valves to Taiwan, where they're installed in coffee bags. Then he ships them back. So the port slowdown hits him coming and going. Layton has been answering tough questions from clients lately, especially clients with small custom jobs. They want to know why their shipments are so late. They ask him,
"When am I going to get it? The boat's docked, right? When am I going to get it?"
Layton says he doesn't have solid answers for them.
If they can't get packaging from us to put their product in it and out to the shelf, they can't make their money.
Layton has kept his customers satisfied by sending them small shipments by air, but that's expensive. Then the customer calls him up and says,
"Okay, great. You airshipped me X amount to get me through. When's it going to end where we don't need to do that?"
He doesn't have an answer.
And the reality to that is, I don't know.
And it's the not knowing that bothers Layton the most. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.